Welcome to the Truth Seeker's Guide, an uplifting podcast that explores the pursuit of truth through various disciplines such as history, spirituality, religion, philosophy, inner work, and science.
What's going on, guys? Hope everyone had an amazing new year. I had a great new year. A great new year because I was coming into the new year happy of what I'm becoming and who I'm becoming. I've just been really happy about it and grateful. Very grateful about it. Not to say it's easy, you know. There's some difficulties that happened that I still have, just like before. The difference is I don't allow them to affect me like I did before, so it makes a big difference there. But today, I wanted to talk to you guys about the importance of time and time management, because I feel like during this process of growth, I've been pretty good at being vigilant of my thoughts and different things. But of course, even if I'm in a good place or I'm guarding my thoughts or I'm doing the right thing, but if I'm not managing my time wise enough, I'm procrastinating and I'm losing a lot of valuable, precious time. We really take time for granted. I feel like we don't think about it enough. And so today's episode is about time. We don't realize how important time is and how little time we have. Our life and eternal destiny depends on how we use our time. Coming to a new year, we have already lost a year. 2023 is gone. We cannot bring it back or take it back. So let's all let it go and take it as a loss. That year is gone. We're on to the new year. This is a new day. Now, the most common thing that God has given us, humans, mankind, has been the ability to choose and time. In fact, we need time to have the ability to choose and to change. Because the fact is, the only way we can change is because of time. If we lived in eternity, there would be no change, it just would be eternal. But now, because there's time, there's a lot of change. The two greatest commodities we have is choice and time. Of course, you know, there is limits to this time, and we all have limits, but we all also share this gift equally. Whether you're a billionaire or a beggar in the street, we all have the same 24 hours a day if we're alive. Did you use your time effectively in 2023? A new year has passed, an opportunity to reorganize your priorities. We have to understand that time is life. Time is life. How old you are is how much life you've had. Time is life. Now, life is measured by time, it's defined by time, and the passing of life is the passing of time. Now, the time stops when life stops. So the moment we die, we exit time and we enter eternity. Death is like the only exit we have out of time. Our time on earth was set outside of eternity. So death is life leaving time. We are here in time to sample a bit of eternity. So giving us these stages of life and death allow us to learn and value life. Now, what is time? Time is a small measurement of eternity. It's a piece of eternity. Time is the limited period during which an action or process exists and takes place. Time is the measurement of space. In Ecclesiastes of Holy Scripture, 3:10 through 12 says, I have seen the burden God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Because God is out of time. He created time. He doesn't live in time. God sees everything as a whole picture. He lives in forever, but placed us in time to protect us from eternity. He kicked us out of the garden and prevented us to eat from the tree of life so we can be kept from living in eternal pain. Because if we stayed in eternity, we would be without hope, without saving. Because a mistake in eternity is an eternal mistake. So I thank God for the time that we have and the time we have here on earth to learn. Very precious time. And I can't think about this enough. I should think about this more and take advantage of my time more and more because I feel like I have a problem sometimes procrastinating or putting it off. And I got to stop that. In Genesis 1, 14, God talks about the lights and the expanse of the sky and this, how he separated night and day, day and night, and the years and the days and seasons. Now, all this was just to design time, like a giant clock that he designed for the purpose of time to separate us out of eternity and to take us out of it and protect evil from eternity and protect us from eternity. If you have pain in eternity, it's eternal pain. But the purpose of time is to take account of your life. Time is almost like a capsule, like a capsule that separates us from eternity. This way, it won't affect it. We stay outside of it. And we can have separation between past, present, and future. It's so important we don't take time for granted. So it's very important that we are grateful for this moment and not wait until it's too late, because there is only two ways to learn the wisdom of time. And that is meditating and learning it and hearing it or reading it, A, let's call it, and B would be experiencing it. You're on your deathbed and you are about to die or you're terminally ill, you would give anything to have more time. But we don't see the value sometimes until it's too late. So A is the only way, because B, by experience, it's too late. So we have to remember and remind ourselves the value of this time, how precious every second and day it is. No time to complain. The measure of time is in seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, decades, centuries, and millennia. Also measured in the past, present, future, or measured in seasons. Time separates everything, and time is change, which is sometimes good, because if you're in pain, when time passes, that pain will also pass. If you're suffering, when time passes, that suffering will also pass. So sometimes we're grateful for that change. Every human being has the same amount of time in a day until they die. There's 1,440 minutes in a day, 168 hours in a week. So let's just say we live till we're 80 years old. The first 15 years is childhood and adolescence, or learning how to live life. And out of those 80 years, you're going to spend approximately 27 years in bed sleeping. If you're sleeping an average of 8 hours a night, that means that only 54 years awake. And the last 5 years of your life, your quality of life is so low that I wouldn't even call it life. So in reality, once you take all those things away, you only have approximately 33 years of life after you take off the sleeping and the adolescence era of just learning life basics and the last 5 years. Because I want to know, how much time do we actually have to find ourselves, to find God, to learn, to grow? So if there's 8,760 hours in a year, that means that we're spending about 2,080 hours a year working, which is about 75%. This is based on a 40-hour week. So now, there's really only about 24 years of life left. And then that's still not it, because now they say in a 2023 statistic that the average person that owns a phone spends 3.5 hours a day or more. And of course, some people spend 6 and 8 hours a day. The point is, once we calculate all this, we're down to closer to 20 years of life, if we're blessed enough to live till we're 80. The worst part is that out of those 20 years, we haven't calculated eating, showering, bathroom, cleaning, raising kids or family, cooking, driving, etc. And also, we have entertainment, like listening to music or watching television, exercising, school, college, sports. I mean, we're lucky to have 10 years left, if that. Of course, it's not exact and it's going to vary. Depending on the person, it will vary. But my point is, we have very little time to learn, to grow inwardly, get to know God. Every day we have windows of opportunity that we're missing. Every second and every day that we live is a day that we have less time and less energy. What are you giving your time to? Problem is, if the devil or the world or system, however you want to call it, if it takes away your time and you're too busy with so many things, how could you find yourself? How could you find the truth? How could you find God? How? You would be lost in an illusion and a slave for the rest of your life. if your time is consumed. There's no time to be free. So managing time is crucial in a day. Because if you think about it, time has gotten more expensive now. Even though we have the technology like cars or trains or planes or spaceships to save us time, the fact is we have less time now than we had in the past. That's crazy. When people just had horses, we have less time now because of everything else. So it's so difficult when we own so much because we become slaves to these things. Time is currency of life, which is why we say we spend our time, it costs us time, we gained more time, we lost the time. Time, like all currency, is spent. And where you spend your time, that's what you become. The only difference, of course, is no matter how hard you try, unlike other currencies, there is absolutely no way that you can get time back. You can lose a house and buy another. You can lose money and get more, but you cannot get time back. How precious is that? Once you've lost it, you've lost it. So if life is time, then if you waste time, you waste life. If we spend time inwardly, in the important things, in truth, in reality, then not only will we reap something after life, but we reap something right now. We get to live life more abundantly, more joyful, more peaceful. Why not that? I prefer that. A full life here. And whether you believe in the afterlife or not, your odds are good. So this new year, 2024, how will you invest your time? So remember, time can be lost, abused, appreciated, valued, but it is also important, who do you spend your time with? Someone can rob you of valuable time. So be vigilant with external things, internal things. Manage your time wisely and remember the value of your time. Time is a gift. Redeem your time. You cannot get it back. Take advantage of it right now. If you want to be filled with truth, then you have to feed yourself with truth. If you want to fill yourself with positivity, then you have to feed yourself positive things. If you want to fill yourself with negativity, then feed yourself negative things. That's why social media calls it the feed, because whatever it's giving you, it's feeding you. Whatever life gives you externally through vision, through hearing, through external senses, and even internal thoughts, what you decide to think about and believe, you feed yourself. And sometimes not even thinking about it or believing it, just viewing it or just being around it or just repeating it, it's feeding you. You've got to be careful what you fill yourself with. You want to be filled with the spirit, feed yourself spiritual things. This is why renewing our mind and the spirit constantly is so important. It's how we feed ourselves, what we see, what we hear, what we do, what we think. That's how we feed ourselves. And if we're not spending time renewing our mind, it's very difficult to stay positive, to stay peaceful, to stay joyful. Sometimes I realize I lose time or I mismanage my time because I decided to garden or bake a bread or even painting. Anything that I do that I think it's still fun, artistic, and I enjoy, and that's good. But if it's robbing me my time to find the truth and to find myself and to find God, even that could be a stumbling block. If you're working for your family, it's good. But if you're constantly working permanently where it robs you of time with God and your family, then it's not good. We have to manage our time and find a good balance. Time could be a great pain or it could be a great lesson. It's how you look at it. It's your perspective. It's also important to protect your time. It's priceless. You cannot protect your heart or protect your peace if you don't protect your time. The enemy knows if he takes your time, he takes your soul. That's why the phone is such a great weapon. If you don't use it wisely, it's very easy to get sucked in and it robs you of any little free time you have. Not everything that seems good is right. God teaches us in Genesis this with the forbidden fruit. Just because it's appealing doesn't mean it's right at the moment. All has to be done at its appointed time. Everything is about timing. And remember, people with the wrong priorities can steal your time. Stop wasting time worrying about what people think or trying to please people. It's a waste of time. Please God Only worry about what you think of yourself and what God thinks of you. Don't waste time thinking about what others think of you or trying to please them, because man will always let you down. Now, this doesn't mean do not love people or spend time with them, but when you spend time with them, it's to help them grow, or you both help each other grow spiritually, internally. And this means don't worry about what they think or about pleasing them. If you spend time thinking or worrying about something, it's going to rob you of your present time. And sometimes, and most of the time, it's a threat that doesn't even happen. And be calm. Take your time. If it rushes you, it's not right. Take your time. If you're late, you're late. Doesn't matter what they think. You got to take your time. You're not going to rush, because that's going to cause a problem. That's going to bring frustration, agitation, anger, accidents, mistakes. Focus on being calm and taking your time, enjoying every moment of your time, but doing it calmly and peacefully. If it's rushing you, it's not of God. Procrastination is dangerous because it's based on the assumption that we still have the same opportunity tomorrow. Do it now. Today, right now, is what matters most. We have to remember to value this time and to be grateful for the time we have. Netflix might only be $19 a month, but you think that's the only thing it's costing you? It's costing you way more valuable time and way more value than 20 bucks. So just pay attention to where your time goes. It's time to stop wasting time. It's time to do what we're supposed to do. What are we waiting for? Stop wasting this precious, valuable, beautiful time before it's too late. The time is now. Like, share, follow. Leave a rating. Help us spread the truth. Perspective is everything. You can make it heaven. You can make it hell. The choice is yours.